Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, and away we go. Hour number two of our radio program on this Friday. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming up 20 minutes from now, former NBA player, currently a Rockets TV analyst, Ryan Hollins, is going to stop by. But I want to do this exercise first. I want to do a draft. Stu, Samter, yours truly, we're going to make five picks each. The next 15 quarterbacks to win Super Bowls. Now, let me be clear. Patrick Mahomes is eligible. Like, guys that have already won are still eligible. It's just the next 15 quarterbacks to win Super Bowls. So, whenever Stu is ready, cue up the NFL music, and we will get underway. Samter and Stu, heads or tails? Who wants to call
heads.
It? All righty. If it's heads, we give the call to Samter. If it's tails, we give the call to Stu. It is heads. What pick do you want?
First pick.
You want the first pick. All righty. Stu, heads or tails?
Heads.
It is tails. I'll take the second pick. I want to be smacked right in the middle here. And then Stu will go third. All righty. Samter, fire away. Who are you going with?
I mean, do you even have to ask?
No, I'm going to ask anyway.
Patrick Mahizels.
Who?
Patrick Mahizels of Holmesies.
Who?
The quarterback of the greatest team in the history of football, the Kansas.
Tom Brady's coming back?
City Chiefs.
So you're taking Patrick Mahizels.
Mahizels.
Okay, so I'll take Patrick Mahomes with the second pick. All right, so Samter goes Patrick Mahomes. I will go Joe Burrow. Stu?
I will go Josh Allen.
Okie dokie. Now, Stu, this is a snake. We go back to you.
Back to me. I will go CJ Stroud.
Good job, good job, good job, good job, good job. All righty, so my next pick, with already having Mahomes off the board, then having Joe Burrow off the board, Josh Allen and CJ Stroud. So the next pick that I'm going to go with... Jalen Hurts. I will take Jalen Hurts. Samter?
All right, so I got Snake. I'm going Brock Purdy because those 49ers are on the verge. And I'm going,
I consider Brock.
Yeah, and I'm going two-time. Now, the only issue with Brock Purdy, and this is the question, is if they don't win it this year, there's a lot of contract questions coming up. So will that roster continue to be as dominant as it's been?
That's fair.
But I still think that Brock Purdy has a great chance. I'm going Lamar Jackson, two-time MVP after that.
You will go with Lamar Jackson. So now we go back to your boy. Considering Matthew Stafford, I'm not going to go with him. You know who I'm going to go with here? I am going to take... I'll take Jordan Love. I'll go with Jordan Love here. The Packers usually find a way to get a Hall of Fame quarterback and a Super Bowl champion. Stu, who's your next pick?
My next pick is Jared Goff. I think the Lions are up and coming. I could see them winning a Super Bowl in the next few years. So that's my first pick. My second pick is Kirk Cousins.
Wow!
It's going to have to be quick. It's going to have to be probably in the next 2 years.
Kirk Cousins!
But the Falcons in the NFC, I could see that being a thing this year or next year.
Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins.
Holy smokes! I want to take Justin Herbert here, and you have Jim Harbaugh, but are the Chargers really ever going to get over the hump? Are they really ever going to get over the hump? I'll go Shador. No, I'm just kidding. So this is my last. I have two more picks. So Herbert would be good value here. You know what? I'm thinking of someone else. I'm going to rely that he's still going to be there. So I will hold off. I will go Justin Herbert just based off the value here with the talent.
I don't know if you saw when you were asking, will the Chargers ever get over the hump? I'm like shaking my head, no, there's no chance. Because I wanted to take Justin Herbert.
That was your poker face.
I was trying real hard to convince you.
All right, Lady Gaga, you're getting a little poker face. So do this, Samter. Give me one pick here. I know you're giving two, but just give me one pick because I probably want to react to it.
I'm going Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams, Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears, Caleb Williams.
I didn't think he was going to get taken by you. Because just when you first get in the league, I know this is the next 15 quarterbacks, I didn't think Samter was going to have that foresight. So then I elected not to pick him on that one. So that's a good pick. That would have been my next pick. You would have taken Herbert, you said.
I would have, in the snake, I would have gone Herbert Caleb. Unless you went Caleb, I would have gone Herbert with somebody else.
Okay, so at least I did take one of your guys away. That's
yeah.
Cool. All right, who's the next guy?
Those were my next two.
And real quickly, before we all make our last pick. So far, Mahomes, Brock Purdy, Lamar Jackson, Caleb Williams to Samter. I have Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love, Justin Herbert. Stu has Josh Allen, C.J. Stroud, Jared Goff, and Kirk Cousins. Who doesn't belong on that list? You like that? All righty, Samter. Take us home here.
So I'm battling between a few, right? There's a guy who has maybe a year to make a splash. I don't think it's going to happen. You got a guy who's a regular season champ, but can never do it in the playoffs. I'm not confident in him. Got another guy who's really old, but his team seems to maybe be on the rise, but also maybe not be. I'm not going to take him. I'm going to go a little bit off the board here. Here's a guy who, when he's healthy, I think is an elite-level quarterback, but he's just never healthy. If he can stay healthy, I like their coach. I love the receiver they just gave him. They have a chance of being very good. I'm going Kyler Murray of the Arizona Football Cardinals. I had him and another name that I was.
I think you're going Tua Tagovailoa. I'm not going to lie there.
I wasn't going Tua. I don't have faith yet in Tua. There's another name I wanted to throw out there, but I'm just not confident in his team enough yet.
I am going to throw out a player that most of us have never seen actually play. But he is talked about a lot. And he's not even in the NFL yet. And he hasn't even started a full season yet in college. I am going to go with the lineage. The Manning lineage. And for my last pick, because I do not trust Dak Prescott to get the job done, there is one name that I'll see if Stu takes it, and I'm fascinated by if Stu will take it or not, so I will not throw that name out there. But I will go with horns up, not horns down. I don't want to offend anyone with the Texans, with Texas. You know, Brian Jones will be on the line ready to punch me through the face or the phone. I will take Arch Manning.
That's actually a smart pick, especially doing it over Quinn Ewers. Very interesting.
And also, we're talking about the next 15 quarterbacks to win. Brady's kid, does he play football? Maybe we'll draft him. All righty, Stu, who's your final pick here?
All right, a few options here. I will go with Tua. I think if he is healthy, if he I kind of like the coach. I like the team. I like the receivers that are around him. The health is really the only concern. Obviously, you want to see him do it in the playoffs, but of all the guys left, I trust Tua in that system more than the others.
So here are the picks in the order. Samter goes Mahomes. I go Burrow. Stu goes Josh Allen. Then Stu takes C.J. Stroud. I go Jalen Hurts. Samter goes Brock Purdy, Lamar Jackson. I then take Jordan Love. Stu then takes Jared Goff and Kirk Cousins. I then go Justin Herbert. Samter then goes Caleb Williams and Kyler Murray. I then go Arch Manning. And then Stu wraps it up with Tua Tagovailoa. Let me just throw out two names here. Did anyone consider, yes or no, Trevor Lawrence?
Yes.
You did consider.
For my last pick, he was one of the two guys I considered.
Samter, did that ever cross your mind?
I had him on my list, but not above any of the names that were picked. Maybe above Cousins I would have taken him, but no other name would I have taken him above.
And isn't that funny just where the stock is of Trevor Lawrence right now? Where it's a great unknown. Where if we did this like 3 years ago, I think someone would have taken Trevor Lawrence because he was hyped up to be that guy. Year one was a disaster with Urban Meyer. Then year two, they got to the second round of the playoffs in year one of Doug Peterson. And then last year, he got hurt. I really did contemplate Trevor Lawrence. I did. Because you have a Super Bowl winning coach, and you still have a quarterback that I think will end up playing better. But that division's getting very good inside the AFC South. Now, the other name, and I think this is very telling too, could be going to a new team after this year, or it could be signing a long-term extension. Where was the consideration for Dak Prescott? I'll start with Samter.
I considered Dak over Kyler, but for me, at the end, it was either going to be Kyler, Dak, or Jaden Daniels. But I just don't have faith in the Commanders as a franchise, but I think Jaden Daniels will be
even
very good.
Snyder out?
Yeah, because even with Snyder out, they seem to be making a lot of very odd decisions or weird moves, and there's a lot of question marks still there.
Peter's hire.
It's not what it was, but there's still a lot of smoke around that Commanders franchise. So, but Dak and Jaden were kind of in that same zone for me.
So let me just ask you guys this. Let's just do Dak or this QB real quickly. For this exercise, would you have rather gone with Dak or Aaron Rodgers? Samter.
Rodgers.
Rodgers.
I agree as well. Which is crazy, an impossible task to win a Super Bowl with the Jets. But it's also an impossible task to win a Super Bowl with the Cowboys.
It's absolutely going to happen now that I'm not a Jets fan anymore. Like, after 40 years of being a fan, they're absolutely going to win it the year that I'm rooting for the Chiefs.
Drake May or Dak?
Dak.
Dak.
You guys think I'm going with Dak?
I mean, I think your fandom tinfoil hat will convince you to go with Drake May, but
no,
you should
I would
Dak.
Go with Dak.
Okay.
But I've been listening to a lot of Drake May interviews. I like what I'm hearing. Deshaun Watson or Dak?
Dak.
I think Dak too, yeah.
I'm taking Aiden O'Connell over Deshaun Watson. I have zero.
Oh, that's just stupid.
I have zero faith.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I have zero faith in Deshaun Watson.
That's really dumb.
He hasn't been an elite level quarterback in 4 years.
I know, but Aiden O'Connell will never have one season that Deshaun Watson. Like worse.
Deshaun Watson might have better season statistically than Aiden O'Connell.
At least for the Raiders, dude.
But I just don't have faith in Deshaun Watson, and that Browns team is built to win now, and they don't win in the next year or two. Like eventually, the Piper's going to come for the payment, and they're not going to be able to afford the rest of that roster.
I think the upside's higher for Watson over Dak, so I would go Watson, even though I've been very critical of Watson. Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson or Dak?
Dak. Well.
No, you already gave the answer. Stu?
That's a good one. I think Dak.
Russ could get benched by week 9 for Justin Fields if he's not returning kicks.
The Steelers are making the playoffs with like Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett. If Russell Wilson is at least a shell of what those
like
guys...
like 2 years left of being a solid quarterback.
Yeah, Russell. But a solid quarterback with that defense. If TJ Watt is healthy, with that defense and obviously like the talent they have on the offensive side of the ball now, like that's a team that could do something.
To be clear, this is long-term, this exercise as well.
No, but we're saying, like, who's going to win the Super Bowl next?
I understand that. But I'm just saying, like, you also got to think long-term, too. Like, hey, we just all said Rodgers over Dak. Dak's going to play longer than Rodgers.
Right, but we also don't know Dak might be off the Cowboys.
Can you let me finish the thought? I'm setting it up for the next name and the next team.
I'm just saying, with Dak.
It's the Colts. I would go Anthony Richardson and his future over Dak. Samter.
Dak.
Stoop.
Richardson.
Okay. Will Levis or Dak? I will go Dak.
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 Okay. We're not even getting, we can't even give the Raiders like some high
Dak.
School kid.
It's Dak. Yeah. It's Dak.
Bo Nix or Dak?
Dak.
Dak.
Dak, I agree. I'm just going guys that we did not pick because obviously we know the ones that I'm not going to do Daniel Jones or Dak. It's Dak. Jaden Daniels or Dak?
Jaden.
Jaden Daniels.
I would go Jaden Daniels too. J.J. McCarthy or Dak to win a Super Bowl?
The Vikings are set up, and I really like O'Connell. I'm going to go J.J.
I'll go Dak.
I will go J.J. as well. Baker Mayfield or Dak to win a Super Bowl?
Dak.
It's a good one.
Man, Dak with the Cowboys, I would go Dak. But again, Dak might be playing for like...
just the player.
Yeah. I think it's going to be... I'm going to go Baker.
Interesting. I will go Dak. Saints don't have a long-term quarterback right now.
It's so funny that we gloss over Derek Carr so quickly. Yeah. This guy was almost an MVP before he got hurt.
Derek Carr would love to be Dak.
It's so funny, though, that like we threw out Bo Nix's name, but we won't even throw Derek Carr's name into the mix.
Michael Penix Jr. or Dak?
Oh. Michael Penix Jr. over Kirk Cousins, that's for sure. Yeah. I think Stu picked the wrong fucking quarterback.
If Kirk Cousins wins the Super Bowl, Penix is too, so.
Yeah, that's true.
It's same.
Oh, yeah. Does that count? Yeah, can you be the backup?
We should have then taken Carson Wentz. He's the backup of the Chiefs.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, no, I don't know if that counts.
I'll go Michael Penix Jr. Bryce Young or Dak?
Dak.
Dak.
Yeah, I just don't trust the Panthers franchise, so I'll go Dak. Matthew Stafford to win another Super Bowl or Dak? I will go Stafford.
Me too, Stafford.
Stu? I mean, Santer? Sorry.
Stafford, but the Aaron Donald thing really scares me away. But that team is so on the rise. They aren't, but they have so many other young defensive linemen that kind of broke out that maybe they can fill that hole a little bit. But man, Stafford's one of those guys. I think he's got one or two more years left, and they don't do it right now. I don't know if they're ready. They might be, but the Donald thing really screws them.
I think there's a better chance that Stafford wins another Super Bowl in the next 2 years than if Dak plays another 8 years, he wins a Super Bowl.
The only thing, I just look at the Rams.
If he goes to a different team.
I look at the Rams now. The Rams are not as good as they were, and Stafford is 3 years older than he was the last time. So, like, I still think Dak maybe.
All righty, we'll take a time out here on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Ryan Hollins will join us next as we'll chat a little NBA postseason with him. Where's his concern level for the Boston Celtics?
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
We will get to Ryan Hollins in just a second. It is the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. But I want to play this Jason Tatum audio from last night once again because I want Ryan's reaction on it. Here is Jason Tatum after the Celtics did drop game two to the Cavs. The series all tied up at one apiece.
I mean, that's the narrative that you might see on TV. The idea that we have a super team. It's twofold, right? We didn't have a coach of the year. We didn't have an MVP. We only had two All-Stars. So, say we're a super team, but, you know, we didn't get rewarded like we are. We know we got a good team. We're not perfect. We play the right way more often than not. And we know we got to be better. But, you know, for, I guess, saying people that are spoiled from our success, you know, we don't pay attention to those things. We just go out there and control what we can control.
So that was Jason Tatum last night as the Celtics did drop game two, and they'll have this series over the weekend go back to Cleveland. Now joining us is Ryan Hollins. Ryan, appreciate the time as always. How you been, my man?
I'm good, brother.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. So you heard that audio that we just played from Jason Tatum. How did you react to it? Because a lot of people have opinions about it today.
I don't have a problem with it. You got to keep a little bit of that chip on your shoulder to say, hey, we got looked over. I thought we were better than that. We got work to do. I don't have any issue with this mindset. And in all reality, man, the Celtics were so good this year. And they should be frustrated with losing to Cleveland. I don't think it's the end of things, but this is the challenge that we've had with Boston the whole season. They have moments where they look untouchable. You know, you almost want to hand them the NBA championship. And then they have moments where they don't shoot the ball well from three. They struggle to create one-on-one. And Jason Tatum, as great as he is, he can even look uninterested, you know, and be pedestrian in ball games. But when he and Brown and White, you know, play at a high level, man, it's almost untouchable. And he's right. They do play off of a team game. They do, you know, drive and kick offense. You know, the one-on-one drive leads to open shots. They lead themselves defensively. You know, they can really get out and switch screens and, you know, have versatility in their lineup. So they didn't play to par, but we've seen that all season long. And let's see how they meet the challenge. But it's really hard. And Zach, we've been saying this for a couple years now. Yeah. With Boston, right when you want to jump on the bandwagon and say, like, they're going to be champs, we're in, we believe in them, they do not come and play to standard and finish well.
Yeah, that's why I don't get what he's so mad about. I know there's so many, like, press availabilities. Like, Brad Stevens did win Executive of the Year. I don't think he should have this season. I thought it should have gone to either Sam Presti or Leon Rose. Like, Mazzulla shouldn't have been Coach of the Year. Tatum shouldn't have been MVP. And everyone with the Celtics, Ryan, you even said it, we're at this point, I don't really care what they do in the regular season because it's about getting back to the NBA Finals and hoisting that Larry O'Brien trophy. And I looked last night. Last night doesn't change my opinion about them. They're still going to the NBA Finals out of the Eastern Conference, but I can't sit here and say that I'm all that confident that whoever comes out of the West, that they're going to find a way to beat them four times in a seven-game series.
It's up in the air. And the reason I can assume you have your hesitation, Zach, and correct me if I'm wrong, we all had Denver. And right now, pound for pound, physically, yeah, the Timberwolves are looking at, like, that team. And the challenge that we have with the Timberwolves, correct me if you feel the same way or you don't, is that they struggle offensively. They don't fit. All those pieces to the puzzle, they're not perfect pieces. Now, they're darn near perfect defensively. They can get after you. They got bodies to throw at your best player. They got bodies to throw at Nikola Jokic. And he's a three-time MVP. But they can struggle offensively. And we've seen different Timberwolves teams. But, like, pound for pound, they're a lot more physical. And, you know, it's interesting. The NBA had been a game of skill when you look at Golden State and the way that they've won. And they've had a lot of success. But lately, it's been the teams that can just out physical you, outmatch you. Look at Denver's success. If you've seen Boston this year, they're just bigger all the way around. And with Kristaps Porzingis, when he's healthy, they're a different team. And a lot is going to hinge on him being healthy. Maybe they can afford to kind of let him sit out and rest. Denver just beat the crap out of L.A., man. They're just bigger with Nikola Jokic and Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon, man. They were just much more physical. So it looks like that's where the team's success is lying. So I think there are more questions than answers, and I think there's still parity in the NBA. I don't think we can just crown Boston. I don't think we can crown, clearly not the Nuggets being down 0-2 in the Timberwolves. We still got to believe in who they are. But I think I'm loving the Timberwolves more than anybody right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I love what Anthony Edwards has been able to do, and to win that game too without Gobert and to still put on that defensive clinic was absolutely phenomenal and amazing to watch. Ryan Hollins is here with us. With all that being said, you had the game three tonight, now going back to Minnesota. How much of a chance do you give Denver of coming back and maybe winning this series?
I give them a huge chance. At the end of the day, world champs aren't going to go away. Now, the struggle is they don't have a chance without Jamal Murray. So with Jamal Murray, they're going to go back. This thing is going to go seven games. There's no question. But without him, man, this could be an easy 4-1. They're going to be down 3-1 going into this next game, at least at a minimum. And here's the thing. The reason Jamal Murray is important in this series, Minnesota can do what? They can match up with Nikola Jokic. They can throw bodies at him. They're physical, and they don't find the mismatches. Normally you get a mismatch with Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon's posting up your guards as the third option, the third option of the offense. You don't get that against the Nuggets. So you need Jamal Murray to open the floor up for Nikola Jokic so that he can hit open threes and he can make plays, or Jamal Murray, who may have to be super and uber aggressive down the stretch. But if that ankle is bad and he can't go, the calf is bad and he can't go, and he's a shell of himself, man, this series is as good as over.
Did you think it was a mistake by the NBA to not suspend Jamal Murray after he threw a towel at a ref and then threw the heating pad on the court while the game was going on?
I think the NBA got this absolutely correct. And the reason I think they got it right is this is the first time we've seen something like this from Jamal Murray. Now, I think that the second time, he's going to be missing a handful of games if he does it again. But I think right now, it was frustration that set in. You don't want to look back. And this is a key, Zach. We've said this before, and I've heard you on the show say, you don't want the referee to determine a game. And you, in the same breath, you don't want the NBA to determine a series. So allowing him to play, I think he's been embarrassed enough. And if it happens again, he's going to miss a lot of time on top of the money. And I think the NBA got it right. And I think Jamal will be first to tell you that he made a really silly mistake. And you can say somebody wouldn't have gotten hurt, but all it takes is a wrong slip or step and somebody could have gotten hurt. So hopefully Jamal can grow and learn from this. And it's shown to be silly enough to not happen again.
Yeah, and I want to be clear here, Ryan Hollins. I thought he should have been suspended for a game. I never, during the playoffs, advocate for players to be suspended because, like you said, I don't want to see that impact series. But when you do the money sign to the refs, you throw a towel at the officials and a heating pad on the court, that was just too much for me. But the NBA elected not to suspend him, and they ended up fining him $100,000. Go ahead.
Let me say this. Mike Malone ran in the face of an official.
Not wrong.
Here's the thing what I like about the league right now. There's a lot of emotions. The competitive level's high. We got great series. We're going to have a new champ crowned this year. And when I say new, I say new territory. So if Nikola Jokic wins a second NBA championship, he's going to be in these GOAT conversations. He's going to be spoken about in a completely different light. If it's Anthony Edwards, he's going to have a fast track to be in the face of the league. If it's Jason Tatum, this is the only thing that Jason Tatum hasn't done. So we're going to have a new champ that we can get behind. And this is so important, Zach. I've heard you've been spitting about this on the show. Who's going to be the face of the league? Who's going to take the torch from LeBron? So we're going to get that step this year in the right direction. It's not Steph Curry coming out and doing something again. We're going to have a new face in which we can rally behind.
Nikola Jokic won his third MVP the other night. I would have liked to have seen SGA or Jalen Brunson win the award. Who do you think should have been the MVP this year?
My heart was with SGA, but my head and my logic was with Nikola Jokic. Now, here's the tough thing for Nikola Jokic in the league. Nikola could give a darn if he wins the MVP or not. He's not going to be in tears. He's not going to be thanking his mother on the platform. He's not going to be shouting out his high school coach and everything. He's going to get right back to playing basketball. It is tough. But statistically, what he does is important to Denver. He's the center, the shot blocker, the point guard. There are moments where he leads the Nuggets in every statistical category on top of them having an incredibly successful year. So he deserved it by the numbers. Now, the challenge is with coming into play and with where the Jokic haters are coming. And believe you me, I've been one of them, is that is it good for the game? What's the criteria? of the MVP, you know, where does it go? But if you've seen what he does and what he means to the team, there's no other player in the league that does what he does. It's unbelievable. And it's the oddest thing. He's built like a sack of potatoes, but the guy goes out and balls and he just absolutely dominates. So he absolutely deserved the award, but I would have been excited because it would have been big for Shea and you could have got behind him and the excitement would have been there, but he wasn't the MVP over Jokic.
Wait, you've been a Nikola Jokic hater before? Did I catch that right?
Of course. I was Team Embiid. Until MVP, he got hurt. He hadn't been available. Come on, Zach, the best ability is availability. I was Team Embiid, man.
Gotcha. Ryan Hollins here with us. Talking about availability, Luka Doncic is playing game one. That knee sprain clearly impacted him last night. Not so much. When you look at Thunder and Mavericks, is it the health of Luka's knee that will ultimately determine this, or is it something else?
You know what's funny, man? Before we saw over in Houston, before we saw Dallas, it was a big game. It was actually the game that really knocked the Rockets out of the play-in because the Rockets came on like wildfire. Zach, everyone saw what my guys were doing. And Luka was questionable into the game. His knee was sore. We didn't know if Luka was going to play. And Luka goes on to just drop I don't know if it was 50. It may have been 47, Zach. Could have been 50. It was 47 with like 10 minutes to go. He shoots a shot off of the Jumbotron that went in. I can't make it up. I'm sure everyone saw it. And to say what I'm saying is that his knee's been sore for a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. I ain't worried about the knee. I expect him to play. And if he sits out, yeah, of course. The Mavericks are toast. There's no question there. But I bring that up to say I don't expect this dude to sit out. He's going to play through whatever it is on
that
knee.
Well, I don't think he's going to sit out, but it's just how effective can he still be, you know?
He plays in slow motion. This is not like we're asking Dwight Howard, are you going to block shots with his torn up knee? No, he's going to be a little sore. Like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not asking a guy. This guy moves in slow motion. Him and Jokic could play on a sore knee and drop a 50 ball because they don't jump higher than young fella has some bounce. He's not Jokic, but these guys do not depend on their athleticism. They play just at their own pace, at their own speed, and they don't even jump in moments. I've seen Luka just shoot grandpa shots at the rim sometimes, you know, so he can still be very effective. And to say no, from on the other side, these are the things we're saying in the locker room. Go test him defensively. See how that knee feels. How does he feel pushing off, going to his left? So beat him, put him in plays where he has to try that knee out and attack him and make him have to work. So that would be the game plan on the other end.
Wrapping up with Ryan Hollins, Pacers and Knicks, OG Anunoby out tonight. Knicks are up 2-0 in this series. How much of a chance do you give the Pacers to take the two on their home court and send this back to MSG for a game five all tied up at two apiece?
I think the Pacers get another one. That means Pascal Siakam is going to have a field day. He matches up excellent with Pascal Siakam. And OG has been playing career basketball, man. He has been tearing things up. And he's been a real X factor for the Knicks. If you got a chance to really watch New York this year, he was the piece that they missed, that big defender who could hit a corner three and doesn't need the basketball in his hand. So I think Indy takes this one.
So you think they win tonight, but do they take both 3 and 4, or do you think the Knicks get one?
1-1. Oh, no. Okay. Oh, no. Hit the Buffalo Wild Wings button, man. We need 7 out of this one.
Last thing I'll ask you. Next coach of the Lakers, I think it's going to be J.J. Redick. How about you?
Man, I think there's a strong chance. I think everybody's laughing and hee-hee and ha-ha at the idea of J.J. Redick. Two words, and I'm sure you're fond of this name, Zach. Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr's been very successful. Stickler for the game, knows how to talk. I played with JJ. I think he would be an excellent candidate. And that's the way that the league is trending towards. So hats off to JJ. It would not surprise me at all. And I think he's ready for a moment like this, man.
Well, I'll give you two words. LeBron James, let's just be real, right? LeBron James wants JJ Redick to coach. He'll probably be the next coach. That's the way I think about it.
Yeah, and you know what they may do? They may match up JJ's contract with LeBron's contract, and LeBron has played at a high enough level that he still definitely has that type of say. But I think JJ Redick deserves his flowers too, so I think it can be much more than a LeBron move, but it doesn't hurt to have someone advocating for you that is one of the greatest, if not the greatest ever. We'll have that debate later, Zach.
He is Ryan Hollins. Ryan, have a great weekend. We appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Anytime, brother.
There you go. Ryan Hollins joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We will take a break. When we come on back, you got to hear this sound from the Luka Doncic press conference last night. I've never heard anything like this at a press conference. Just absolutely wild. Update time first. Here's the Ackman Rich Ackerman.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you a fan of mystery and adventure? Introducing June's Journey, the captivating free-to-play mobile game that will ignite your inner detective. Play as June Parker in a thrilling murder mystery adventure as you search for hidden objects to uncover the truth behind her sister's death. Step into the glamorous world of the Roaring Twenties with stunningly illustrated scenes and over 1,000 mysteries to unravel. With new chapters added weekly, you'll never run out of clues to chase and suspects to interrogate. Plus, you can build your own island escape with beautiful gardens and buildings and even join a detective club to collaborate with other players. Experience the thrill of being a detective and unravel the mystery in June's Journey. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device or play on PC through Facebook Games.
This week's NASCAR preview is brought to you by Wendy's. Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull Aparts is here to satisfy your sweet morning cravings. Get your day off to a sweet start with Cinnabon Pull Apart, only at participating U.S. Wendy's. This week's race takes place Sunday at the Darlington Raceway. Denny Hamlin leads all active drivers with 4 wins and 12 top fives at Darlington. All righty, I got to play you this audio. I thought it was fake when I first heard it. But this was actually live at the press conference last night. Here is Luka Doncic and some others at the podium.
Just our sharing the ball and our energy was great.
What do you think? Okay, moving on.
I hope that's not life.
So you can hear it faintly in the background. He gets ready to do the press conference, and then there is some moaning going on in the background. Now, I think we've all been in that like juvenile state, kind of, where pranking your friends, and you may make a noise like that, like when you were in high school, when someone's trying to speak or do something. If that was like a player doing that to distract Luka, we would have known about it. Someone would have seen the player. But as crazy as this sounds, I don't know if there's some Bluetooth setting at the podium. Maybe someone in the media or someone in the tech department there was just watching little pornography. Trying to see how we were going to make that clean for the radio. They were watching a little porn, and the next thing you know, somehow their device got connected to whatever Bluetooth is at the podium. Like, that's the only thing I could think of, Samter. if it wasn't necessarily just someone making those noises in the background and just kind of pull like a prank on Luka Doncic.
I was kind of hoping that it was some fans who snuck down into the underbelly of the arena and were just kind of, you know, enjoying themselves.
Well, oh, you thought it was that way, you know.
That's what I was kind of hoping, like, hey, well, get at it.
Thunder fans lose that game. They're trying to blow off some steam, so have a little nookie time in the back of the press conference room.
Why not, baby?
Well, we had someone prank call us like a few weeks ago, remember? There's some jackass kid that was just making those noises. And I go, that's what you're pranking in the year of 2024. Like, out of all the things you could do to prank, that's a level you're going to go to. You could do a lot better prank than that. But anyway, it got me thinking. Not that that's like an all-time great press conference moment. It's just funny. But what's your favorite press conference moment? For me, it's the former Colorado coach Dan Hawkins. This is my favorite rant at a press conference. And really, this was amplified. Remember that show, Best Damn Sports Show, period, with Chris Rose and John Sally and a few other people that were on that show?
Dibble, I think, was
one
of the guys.
Yeah, Rob Dibble was definitely on that. But this was Dan Hawkins, and you can't find the original audio anywhere. It's always on Best Damn Sports Show, period, so you hear them laughing a little bit in the background. They were playing it on their show all those years ago.
I got an anonymous letter from a parent. Said, you know, we just kind of bummed out this year that the boys only get 2 weeks off before they start their summer conditioning program. Okay? It's Division I football! It's the Big 12! It ain't intramurals! You got 2 weeks after finals, you got a week of July 4th, and you got a week before camp starts. That's a month! That's probably more vacation than you guys get! And we're a little bummed out that we don't get 3 weeks? Go play intramurals, brother. Go play intramurals.
So that's my favorite press conference moment of just a coach losing his mind or a player losing his mind. Dan Hawkins back when he coached Colorado. Santer, what's yours?
I mean, I was deciding between two, and as Stu and I were kind of, you know, figuring it out, I asked Stu what his was, and he took one of my two, so it was a pretty easy selection for mine. And this is one of the classics, and it was just such a great rant, passionate and empowering at the same time. So this guy right here, Mr. Mike Gundy.
If you want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, you go after one that doesn't do the right things. You don't downgrade him because he does everything right and may not play as well on Saturday. And you let us make that decision. That's why I don't read the newspaper, because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage, attacking an amateur athlete for doing everything right. Are you kidding me? Where are we at in society today? Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid. Write something about me. We're writing about a kid that does everything right, that's heart's broken, and then say that the coaches said he was scared? That ain't true! And then to say that we made that decision because Donovan Woods, because he threatened to transfer? That's not true!
That's an all-timer. Those are honestly my two favorite. I was between Gundy or I was between Dan Hawkins. I thought the Hawkins one's a little bit more obscure, and my favorite part about it is, just go play intramurals, brother. Go play intramurals. But the I'm a man, I'm 40 is an all-time moment. Stu, yours isn't John Chaney, correct, Amundo?
It is not.
Okay, because Largent Parks does bring up a great one in the YouTube chat. He thought mine was going to be John Chaney when he literally attacked
Calipari.
Calipari. And he's like, I'm going to kick your ass. I asked Chaney about that all those years later before he passed away. And they actually became very close friends later on in life, Chaney and Calipari. And Chaney made the joke how he just waited for him after a game one night in a dark alley, kicked his ass, and that's how they became friends, which clearly he was joking, but wouldn't surprise anybody if John Chaney actually did that. So who's yours, Stu?
Mine is from 2006 after the Cardinals blew a huge lead.
We could not have done a better exercise of this, because I know some people will say, playoffs? You're going to make up playoffs? I just hope we win a game. Like, some people will say that, but these are, I said, my two favorite. That was between the Denny Green would have been the third. I am very proud of us right here.
The Bears are what we thought they were. what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bullshit? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
I haven't heard that in a while. You know, when Denny Green passed away, obviously you heard it. But my favorite part about that, it's not just the Bears are who we thought they were. He's like smacks the mic and he goes, if we're going to crown them, you're crown their asses.
Yeah. If you want to crown them, you crown their ass.
That is awesome. Absolutely awesome. Tommy Lasorda and Samter would have to use every bleep in America, but he's had some all-time great rants too. Like 500 F-bombs in about a minute, if you recall.
Hal McCray had a good one. If you remember the Royals manager where he went off and he started throwing phones at reporters. But just an interesting note about the Denny Green one. I almost went with it because I was at that game.
That was preseason, right?
No.
It wasn't preseason?
No, that was like, it was like week five, week six. The Bears were like,
preseason.
The Bears were like 5-0. And they were rolling in that season. And the Cardinals had like a 3-touchdown lead with Matt Leinart at the quarterback.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they blew this huge lead, including like a terrible fumble return for a touchdown. And this was like this Bears team with Rex Grossman. They ended up going to the Super Bowl that year, the Bears. But like they started the season as like this dominant team that everyone was comparing to be one of the best all-time teams, that no one could beat them. And the Cardinals were destroying them.
Oh, no, he mentions the preseason, the rant. That's why my brain went to preseason.
Yeah, because I think they played in the preseason brain that year, fart. Too. But that game was incredible, and the Cardinals blew it on Monday Night Football with Matt Leinart, their newly anointed top 10 quarterback that was supposed to change the entire franchise.
And you were there?
I was at that game, and I remember actually watching that press conference on the big screen because I actually had to stay late after the game because I work for the team, and I'm watching that press conference on the big screen while I was out down on the field.
You're getting
crazy.
You're getting roasted in this YouTube chat, by the way.
Uh-oh. About what?
Two-Tone Tony said, yeah, Samter was there. He was the mascot. That's not nice.
The mascot?
They thought you were dressed up as the mascot. Well, that's why you're always at these Cardinals.
Events. I'd be very happy to be. Do you know how much money mascots make for professional sports
teams?
Do
they make good money?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Like, stupid kinds of money.
Every time I look down today, I feel like you're getting roasted in this
They can roast me all they want. If they want me to be a mascot, I'm too short to be a mascot. But those guys make bank.
Well, some thought you were the jockey for Secretariat, too.
That I can do. I'm too young for that, but I'll be a jockey.
All right. We will take a timeout. We'll come on back when we do return. The EA Sports College Football cover is here. Who are the most 5 intriguing names for college football this season?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.